And welcome once again to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It's great to be back with you on Holy Spirit Radio. We are now in the month of August, and I want to make mention of one thing. This program airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and it also airs on the following Sunday at 2 p.m. If you are listening to this program on Friday, August the 5th, there is still time to attend the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat that I'll be leading. It starts today at the Malvern Retreat House. Contact Malvern Retreat House for more information, or you can go directly to followingthetruth.com if you want to register at the last minute. I'm really excited about that. We did it last year for the first time, and we will be doing the second annual. See, that's the way it works. First last year, now the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. It's a retreat designed specifically for warriors. We're going to grow together in our relationship with the Lord, to get to know Him and to move away from worry and move toward greater peace. Well, we got a lot of interesting things on the program today. Today's topic is God will make a way. I'll tell you what, my brothers and sisters, sometimes we are faced with a problem, and I'm sure you might have a problem in your life right now that just looks impossible, that just looks hopeless. Well, believe you me, it is never hopeless. God can make a way where there is no way. We'll play some music today. I'm going to share some Bible verses to help remind you that no matter how bad it looks, no matter how dark the future may appear to be, God can always make a way. And if you're new to the program, I want to welcome you. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm a full-time Catholic speaker and author, radio host. I do this show once a month on Holy Spirit Radio. I am so blessed to be able to do this, to join you. I live in the Philadelphia area. Actually, I live in New Jersey. I don't advertise that too much because I realize I'm a Philly guy at heart, born and raised in the Philadelphia area. I live right over the bridge now, so I come here. The folks at Holy Spirit Radio are kind enough to let me come in and do this program once a month. You know, my friends, this is all about. This show is about growing closer to Jesus and to be able to move away from the fears and anxieties of daily life. That's my specialty. I have written several books about overcoming anxiety. I speak about it. I'm the leading Catholic speaker on the topic, which is amazing since I've always been anxious by nature. But the Lord has given me a way. He's reminded me that He is the solution. Through Him, through Jesus Christ and that personal friendship with Christ, I've been able to experience peace, and I want to share that with others. So that's why I do the show. That's why I do my full-time ministry. And it's a great blessing to be able to do that. Here's what we're going to do. Before we get to our first song, let's begin with a prayer. And we'll remind ourselves that we are in the presence of our Heavenly Father, and we will ask for Him to bless the time that we're about to spend together. Please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. Thank you for the many blessings you give to us. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who was sent to earth to live among us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be opened. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our family, to bless all the folks at Holy Spirit Radio, to bless everyone who listens to this station. We ask you, Father, to help those who are struggling with sickness, with anxiety, with loneliness, those who are facing doubt or despair, those who are struggling financially, those who might be dealing with addictions. We ask you, Father, to help them, to heal them, and to allow them to experience your peace. Father, we present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be. We know that you can best handle them, so we're going to give it to you. We're going to trust you to handle our problems in the way that they should be handled. Father, we ask you to grant us the strength to be able to continue walking on the road that will one day lead to eternal life with you in heaven. I give you this program today. Father in heaven, this program belongs to you. Please send your Holy Spirit to speak through me and use my voice to proclaim your message. And of course, open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, are you ready to get started? I got my buddies in the studio with me. Dave is here. Chuck is here. They're going to help me to get this show on the air. We're going to have no technical problems, guys, today, I'm sure. We got the music ready. It's queued up. Now, before I play this first song, the topic today is God Will Make a Way. This song is called Waymaker. It's by a young lady. Her name is Kara Klein. You got to check her out. She's a Catholic recording artist. I have the pleasure of knowing her personally. You're going to love this song. This is an upbeat song, and it reminds us that even though we don't see a solution to a problem that we're facing, we might be dealing with an illness and we don't know how we're going to get through it, my brothers and sisters, God will make a way. Why? Because he is the waymaker. We're going to be back on the other side to talk more about this. But right now, Kara Klein and Waymaker.
Make a way where there is no way.
And that was Waymaker by Kara Klein. You're listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this program on Holy Spirit Radio once a month. It's 11 minutes after the hour. I'm so glad that you can join me. I want to let you know, if you have any comments about this program, please let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know. If you like the show, if there's things you don't like about it, I'm kind of afraid to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you want to make any comments, please email them at 1570 AM. At holyspiritradio.org or give them a call at 215-345-1570. And we want to hear what you have to say about the program. If there's anything that I can do for you personally, you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. And by the way, I earn my living by going out and speaking around the country. I speak about overcoming anxiety. I speak about having a relationship with Jesus. I speak about the Blessed Mother, a number of topics. I lead parish missions. I lead retreats. So if you would like to invite me to your parish to speak, I would love to do it. Just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So this song, you know, we're talking today about God will make a way. This song is all about He is the ultimate way maker. You and I, we look at a problem, we feel like we're facing a brick wall, we don't know how we're going to get past it, and I'm sure you've had these experiences in your life when all of a sudden there's an opening in the wall. But sometimes it happens at the last minute when it looks like there is no solution. All of a sudden, God makes a way. And I want to turn to Scripture for a little bit right now. This is from Exodus chapter 14, beginning in verse 5. You know the familiar story of Moses leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. But I think this is one of those stories that, and you know me, if you've listened to me, if you've read my books, you understand that I love the Bible because I've realized, and this is not something I always realized, but within the past 10 or 15 years or so, when I had my big conversion and really got to know the Lord, I came to the awareness, and this has always been the teaching of the church, but I was just a little dense, that when we open the Bible, God speaks to us. Why? Because sacred scripture is the inspired word of God. So when we look at this story of the Israelites being led out of slavery, I want you to look at it with your own life in mind, with the problems that you face, and realize the Lord's speaking to you as well. And here's what we hear. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the mind of Pharaoh and his servants was changed toward the people. And they said, "What is this that we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So in other words, he was having second thoughts, and he let the people go. So what did he do? He made ready his chariot, took his army with him, and took 600 picked chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the sons of Israel as they went forth defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamped by the sea. When Pharaoh drew near, suddenly, look, this is looking pretty bad for the Israelites. Pharaoh's closing in on them. The chariots are after them. They lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they were in great fear, of course, because here they are trying to get away from the Egyptians, and they're coming after them. They didn't expect this. This sounded like a good plan. And you see, and this is a reminder for all of us, my friends, that just because God has a plan for us doesn't mean we're not going to have troubles. He'll come through for us, but we could have trouble. So here we have the Egyptians coming after the Israelites. And the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, "Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." Now, you can imagine Moses. He's got a tough enough job, and he's got to listen to these knuckleheads who are complaining, "Oh, if only we could have stayed as slaves, we would have been so much safer." And this is the way, my friends, that we all get sometimes. We might feel the Lord is calling us to move away from a bad relationship, maybe switch jobs. Maybe there's some area of the unknown that he plunges us into. Maybe we lost our job. And we panic and we think, you know, if only things could be the way they were, ignoring the fact that God might be leading us to something really good. So the Egyptians are crying out, they're panicking, they're focused more on the problem facing, I'm sorry, the Israelites are panicking, not the Egyptians, because they're about to overtake the Israelites. They're focusing more on the problem at hand than on the fact that the Lord is with them. So Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be still." Now, can you imagine? The Israelites, they're not in a good mood. They're panicked. They're afraid. They're seeing the Egyptians coming after them. And Moses is saying to them, "Guys, calm down. It's going to be okay because the Lord is in charge." Now, I can see why they're panicked. We do the same thing. We panic all the time. And let me ask you this. Did you ever get into a situation and you have faith, you believe the Lord's going to help you, and you tell somebody, "This is going to work out. I know it's going to work out." And they tell you, "What, are you crazy? You got to be kidding. This isn't going to work out." We all run into this sometimes, but we can expect this. There's a precedent for this. This is exactly what's happening. Sometimes it doesn't make sense to trust the Lord, but we've all been there. We've all seen what he can do. I'm going to pause this story for a minute here because I want to read the rest of it, but I want to go to another song. And we'll leave the Israelites hanging for a minute. We'll get back to them. I think you know the end of the story. But remember, the theme this month is all about God will make a way. This next song, you're probably going to wonder why I picked this song. The name of this song is "God Will Make a Way." It's a good choice, right, Dave? It's a good choice to use this one. "God Will Make a Way" by a gentleman named Don Moen. This is a little bit more mellow, but it's a reminder. And I want you to think. We're going to get back to the Israelites and the Egyptians in a minute. I want you to think back. I want you actually to think to the problems that you're facing right now, whatever it is. Maybe that one problem that looks insurmountable. You're just never going to get by it. And I want you to ask the Lord to help you trust him more. And remember to ask him to make a way for you. And I can assure you, it might be a little bit of a bumpy ride, but God will make a way. This is Don Moen, and we're going to be back on the other side to tell you the story.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side, with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Let's sing it together.
Seems to be no way. He works in ways
might be here tonight. You may think God has forgotten you about your situation, but He hasn't. The Bible says that we are inscribed on the palm of His hand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but His word will remain forever. And He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think tonight. Amen. Let's sing it.
Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. For each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
He will make a way. That's Don Moen, God Will Make a Way. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. It is 22 minutes after the hour. It's a pleasure to be with here with you. We do this program once a month on the first Friday of the month. The show airs at 11 a.m., and then we repeat the broadcast on the following Sunday at 2 p.m. So I do want to mention something that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. It's still not too late to sign up for the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. Although time is running out, it begins tonight at the Malvern Retreat House. So if you're interested, contact Malvern or go to my website, followingthetruth.com. They will take some last-minute reservations. That's the word I'm looking for. Registrations, whatever. I'm trying to combine both of those words. That wasn't working out. You never know that I talk for a living, Dave. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, man. It is so good to be with you, though. So I am leading that Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. It is designed specifically for worriers, and that does begin tonight. Okay, so when we left off before that last song, we were talking about Moses leading the Israelites out of slavery. And lo and behold, the Egyptians change their mind, and they're about to catch up with them. Moses said to the people, "Fear not, the Lord's got your backs." And you can imagine what they are thinking at this point. And by the way, we are reading from Exodus chapter 14, beginning in verse 14. Moses said, "The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be still." Now, the Lord said to Moses, see, what's happening is, the Lord's talking to Moses. Moses is talking to the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward." Now, you know, can you imagine Moses? At this point, I would say, "Lord, listen, you want to take over? I didn't want this job in the first place." But Moses is a pretty good sport here. He's going along with this. And then, but the Lord, and this is what He does with us, my friends. Sometimes the Lord wants us to do, He always wants us to do what we can, and He'll equip us, and He'll give us the inspiration, and He'll give us these ideas, but He expects us to do something. So the Lord said to Moses, "Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the sons of Israel may go on dry ground through the sea. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten glory over Pharaoh, his chariots, and the horsemen." So what's happening here is the Lord, as He does with us, He's working through Moses, but He wants Moses to do something. Now, we all know that it's impossible, and I put that in quotes because with God all things are possible, but technically speaking, we know that it's impossible for the sea to part just because Moses raises his rod. But that's what He told Moses to do. Now remember, the Lord is the ultimate way maker. He can make a way where there is no way. Then, what happened was, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land. And the waters, you got it, were divided. He made a way where there was no way. And what happened? The Israelites were able to cross. And they went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right and on their left. Can you try to picture that? Now, what is that path that you need? What are you facing? What is the mountain that's in front of you? What is the sea that you're facing that you can't cross? I'll tell you what, my friends, your faith will never grow stronger, and you will never feel peace if you focus more on that sea in front of you or that mountain or whatever you want to call that problem than you do on the Lord. You've got to turn your eyes to Him. He can part the sea. He can make a way. So I want you to ask Him today. I want you to ask Him to help you. Because as we continue this story, the Israelites went into the midst of the sea on dry land. The Egyptians pursued them. They went in after them in the midst of the sea. And what happened? They got clogged down in the dirt, and the Egyptians ended up drowning when the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen. Thus the Lord, and this is in verse 30, thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. It's a pretty nasty picture. Remember, this is the Old Testament. Sometimes it's a little bit harsh, but you know the message. The message is God can make a way in your life too. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. It is now 27 minutes past the hour on Holy Spirit Radio. You know, I said that the important thing for us to do when we're faced with a problem is to focus more on the way maker, on the Lord, than on the problem itself, right? Because if we focus on the problem, of course we're going to get depressed. So you need to take some time and concentrate on just how powerful the Lord really is. And if you get to know Jesus Christ personally, and I mean really get to know Him personally so that He is your personal friend, you're already in a relationship with Him, but you need to accept His offer of friendship. There's a big difference there. It's because the Lord created you and because the Lord sustains you doesn't mean that you're His friend. That's got to be reciprocal. He's doing His part. You got to do your part. So if you start talking to Jesus and you start reading about what He did in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, you are going to be impressed, and that mountain or that river is going to seem a lot less threatening. I want to go to another song here. This is by Lincoln Brewster. The name of the song is More Than Amazing. You know what this is about? This is all about the many miracles that Jesus performed. And I want you to concentrate. Listen to some of these words. Listen to what Jesus did and realize that He can do this in your life as well. Lincoln Brewster, More Than Amazing.
You're the one who walked on water, and You calm the raging seas. You command the highest mountains to fall upon their knees. You're the one who welcomes sinners, and You open blinded eyes. You restored the brokenhearted, and You brought the dead to life. Forgetting all our sins, You remember all Your promises. You are amazing, more than amazing. Authority You've spoken, and You've set the captive free. You're the King who came to serve, and You're the God who washed our feet. You're the one who our burdens, and you bled upon the cross. In your kindness and your mercy, you became the way for us. Forgetting all our sins, you remember all your promises. You are amazing, more than amazing. Forever our God, you're more than
And that was More Than Amazing by Lincoln Brewster. Jesus Christ is certainly more than amazing. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Thank you for tuning in. As I mentioned in the at the start of the program, we do this program on Holy Spirit Radio once each month. If you would like to make a comment, to let the station know what you think of the show, and we'd really appreciate it if you would let us know if you like this program, you can contact them by email at 1570 AM. At holyspiritradio.org or by phone at 215-345-1570. When you talk about the miracles of Jesus, I think that, you know, my friends, we need to remember that miracles didn't stop 2,000 years ago. As someone who has witnessed many miracles, I mean, some of them are more subtle than others, but the fact that my daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, are alive, we got two miracles right there, because both girls, my twins, they're now 18, going to be 19 soon. They were not supposed to be born alive, but praise God, they were born alive. So I believe in miracles. I really do. If we look at all that Jesus did, we'll see, we'll start to come to really believe that he can perform miracles in our own lives too. I want to take a look at a story from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, beginning in verse 24. This is the story of a woman who was suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years. Now, this is a powerful story. A great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. You imagine that? She spent all that she had suffering under many physicians and was no better, but rather grew worse. So here she is. She's suffering from this flow of blood, which is a major problem back in the day of our Lord, because she was considered to be an outcast. 12 years. Spent all her money going to a number of doctors. Not only did she not get better, she grew worse. Well, this woman heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I shall be made well." Now you talk about faith. That is incredible. All she did, all she felt she needed to do was touch his garments. And her faith was so strong that she believed she would be made well. And immediately the hemorrhage ceased and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Now you know, if you're struggling with something, if you've got a problem in your life, if it looks hopeless, read this. Read this again and again and again, and let the Lord speak to you through these words. Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone forth from him. You know, this is another thing that I want to point out. There is a great crowd of people around the Lord, but he notices that one person touched him. My friend, I want you to remember, he knows about you. He knows about that problem that you are facing. He cares about you so much, it's as if nobody else exists. That's how much he loves you. Don't make the mistake of thinking the Lord's too busy, he doesn't know me. He knows you better than you know yourself. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone forth from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see this crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" See, the disciples, they didn't get it. They didn't understand that Jesus could feel this woman touching him. And he feels you too. You're asking him, he feels you as well. He turned around to see who had done it, but the woman, knowing what had been done to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And what did Jesus say to her? "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Just like that. The power of faith. Ask the Lord for what you need, and he will carry you. If you're struggling, if you're suffering, if you have a heavy cross, ask him to help you. Your problem might not go away immediately, but you know that he can carry you through it. I want to go to another song now. Appropriately enough, the name of this song is "Carry Me" by Audrey Assad. This song is a reminder that whenever we struggle, we never struggle alone. Jesus carries us. Audrey Assad, we will be back on the other side.
Fear is occurring, we all get caught in, and in its place.
That was Carry Me by Audrey Assad. You are listening to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. It is about 42 minutes past the hour here on Holy Spirit Radio. We do this program once each month. We do it on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m. and we rebroadcast the show at 2 p.m. on the following Sunday. If you want to find out more information about the work that I do, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Okay, so we're talking about the Lord carrying us. We're talking about the fact that we sometimes have to endure trials. It's not fun, though, is it? It's not fun to go through these things. But I want to read from the letter of St. James. This is James chapter 2, verse 2. I'm sorry, verse 1. Let me get this again. The letter of James chapter 1, verse 2. There. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials. Why? For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. So what happens is when we get tested with trials, our faith grows. We become patient. We're able to endure things. And that's a process. It's not something that happens overnight, but it's a process. And, you know, one of the great blessings about our Catholic teaching on suffering is that when we struggle, when we suffer, we're able to take our sufferings and unite them with the sufferings of Christ. It really is a privilege, so we never have to suffer in vain. We could suffer in vain, but we really never have to. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, Colossians 1:24, he says this, and these are powerful words, especially if you're going through something right now. St. Paul states, now I rejoice in my sufferings. Imagine that. He rejoices in his sufferings. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake and in my flesh. I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. Now, first, when we hear that, we think, wait a minute. Christ's suffering was incomplete. No, that's not what that means. Christ's suffering was complete, totally complete. He redeemed us by his suffering. However, as part of the mystical body of Christ, as part of the church, you and I, we still have our part to play. So the Lord lets us. Now, this is really amazing. He lets us share in his mission, his redemptive mission, by taking our suffering, whatever it is, and uniting it with his. It's an incredible privilege. And I think there's nothing worse than suffering in vain. Just suffering for the sake of suffering, that's torture. But if we know that our suffering has value, if we know that we can take our suffering and give it over to the Lord and say, Lord, use this. I want to help you, Lord. I don't want to suffer in vain. I want to give this over to you, and I want to help you with your mission. Then all of a sudden, our suffering has meaning. So I would still say, if you are facing some sort of a painful situation now, it's perfectly acceptable to pray for it to come to an end. If we recall, when Jesus was suffering in the garden on the night before he died, what did he do? He said, Father, if it be your will, take this cup from me, but not as I will, but your will be done. He gave us an example, but it's okay to ask for the suffering to end. However, ultimately, the Lord's going to decide when the suffering should end. Now, all of your suffering, and here's some good news, all of your suffering is temporary. It's either going to be gone sometime in this life or in the next life. All of our earthly problems, they're temporary. So I think that in and of itself is a comforting thought. But he's going to know how long to let your suffering last. He knows what's best. And even though we can't see it, God loves us. And every time something happens to us, even if it's bad, it's somehow designed to help us. It doesn't mean it will help us because we could reject it. But any bit of suffering or illness or tribulation in your life that happens is an expression of God's love. Now, I'm not expecting you to feel that, because that's a hard concept to wrap your brain around, especially if you're in the midst of it, right? It's not easy to suffer. But the more you think about how God loves you, the more you really get to know him and you understand what unconditional love is all about, then you begin to accept it. And this is what I found in my own life. Now, you know my story. I am somebody who is a natural born worrier. I tend to be prone to anxiety. So I really get what you're going through when you struggle with this. I don't particularly like to suffer. But what I found is that the more I've gotten to know the Lord personally, the easier it is for me to accept whatever he sends into my life. But it is a process. I don't want you to beat yourself up if you're not feeling it. You're not going to feel this all at once. And the only way you're going to feel this is to ask for the grace. He's got to give you the grace to get to know him better, to trust him more, and to be able to accept what's happening to you. But again, that's a grace. So St. Paul reminds us that it is indeed possible to rejoice in our suffering. Why? Because it has infinite value if we turn it over to the Lord. And the beautiful thing is, even though we're giving up our suffering, we're uniting our suffering with his suffering, he still doesn't expect us to do it by ourselves. He's going to help us. He will give us the grace. Whatever God allows to happen in your life, you will get the grace to deal with. So keep that in mind as you're facing whatever it is that you're facing. But please don't hesitate to ask for relief. That is perfectly acceptable to say, Lord, can you please let this go away? But just add on to the end, but not my will, your will be done. And then guess what? You're going to be praying like Jesus did. I think that's a pretty good example to follow. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and it is an extreme, and I mean extreme pleasure to be here with you on Holy Spirit Radio once a month. It is now 48 minutes past the hour, and I think it's time for another song. This is our final song of the show. Get ready to stand up, to move around, to dance. I don't care what you have to do. This is by Mandisa, a young lady named Mandisa. The name of this song is Overcomer. Now, here's what I want you to remember about this song. This song is a reminder that whatever we are facing, with the Lord's help, we can overcome it. The problem might not go away, but we can get through it. Overcomer by Mandisa. Ready to get started? Here we go.
Cause God is holding.
Overcomer by Mandisa. Boy, that got you going, didn't it? See, we got to do that sometimes. Get up and dance and realize that, hey, the Lord's in charge. No matter how bad it looks, He can make a way. Sometimes I think we limit Him. We look at the Lord and we treat Him like one of us, don't we? We think, well, this can't be done. This is impossible. But what does Scripture tell us? With God, all things are possible. These are things we need to remember. No matter what you're facing, it has a solution. It might not be the solution you like, but even if it's not, you know that the Lord will give you the grace to deal with whatever you are facing. But what you need to remember, and you know what? I need to remember this too. When you're facing a problem, are you praying about it? Are you saying, Lord, solve this for me. Tell me what I need to do. I remember my background, which is kind of funny now that I'm a full-time Catholic evangelist. My background is in software development. So, yeah, I know it's kind of bizarre that I'm doing what I do now, but that's what happens when the Lord calls. But when I was a software developer, there were so many times when I was really struggling to find a solution to a problem. And a lot of times I would really, really beat my head against the wall, and finally it would dawn on me, hey, knucklehead, why don't you say a prayer? And it's amazing what happens. The Lord can inspire you, and this is what He wants to do. He doesn't want you to struggle and to flounder on your own. He wants to help you. So just remember that. Whatever you're facing, ask Him, Lord, what should I do? And just like Moses, He might tell you, hold your rod up over the river. He's not going to tell you to do that, but He could tell you an answer, and He'll inspire you. You know, one of the things I like to do is go to Eucharistic adoration and sit in the real presence of Jesus. I've been inspired so many times, whether it's writing a book or trying to write a blog post or maybe come up with the material for a talk or a radio show, and I'll sit before Jesus, and all of a sudden, the answer just pops into my head. It's amazing. So give that a try, and remember that He really can be there for you. He can make a way where there is no way. Well, we are just about out of time. I just have a few minutes left. I want to let you know again how much I appreciate you listening to this show. Please don't forget to let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know, 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org, or give them a call at 215-345-1570. Let them know what you think about this program. And if you need me for any reason, feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to speak at your church. I want to lead a retreat, a parish mission, whatever you need. I still have some openings for Lent. I do a lot of parish missions in Lent. I also have maybe one more opening for Advent. So if you want to squeeze in an Advent retreat, let me know, gary@followingthetruth.com. And check out my website, followingthetruth.com, for information about my books. I have some video samples about talks that you can get to see what I sound like or what I look like. I mean, that might be a deterrent. Maybe you don't want to look at me. What do you think, Dave? It might be a negative thing. But you know what? It's just great. They tell me I have a good face for radio, but that's just just sour grapes, I think. But I'll tell you, it is great to be back with you. And God willing, I plan to be here with you again in September. I hope you'll be able to tune in. In the meantime, if there's anything that you need, you just let me know, gary@followingthetruth.com. This program will be archived. We'll have the podcast available eventually on the Holy Spirit Radio website. That's holyspiritradio.org. So check that out, and you'll be able to download it and listen to it whenever you need. Ultimately, I want you to remember this. God can make a way, and He will make a way. But you need to ask Him. You need to ask Him to make that way. So do that today. Don't suffer in silence. He wants you to ask Him. He will not force His way into your life. God wants you to ask Him. Don't feel you're bothering Him. You are not bothering Him. He loves you. He wants you to turn to Him. He wants you to ask Him for whatever you need. Again, this is Gary Zimak signing out. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next month.